We're doing the Ein Yaakov. We're up to page Nun Aleph in the Gemara, page Ayin Tes in the standard Ein Yaakovs. And the Gemara is going to take us for a little bit of ancient medicine from the time of the Talmud. There was a drink that they used to drink every morning before they ate anything, and it was considered medicinal, and it was called asparagus. Whatever that is, that's what they called it back then. We have to ask our Greek friends what exactly it was. We have a vegetable we call asparagus. This was a drink that was called asparagus. The drink was called asparagus. I don't know what that is. Tanu Rabbanan, we have the following braisa. Asparagus, this drink that they drink every morning, yafel alev, is good for the heart, v'tov l'ainayim, and good for the eyes, v'chol shken l'bnei ha'ma'ayim, and certainly for the intestines, v'aragil bo yafel kol gufo, and someone who drinks it every morning, it helps his whole body be healthy. V'mishtakel mi'himenu, it seems it was a drink that had alcohol content in it, because the braisa says, whoever gets drunk from the asparagus, kashel l'kol gufo, it's harmful to his whole body. So what is the asparagus? I don't know.
I think it's schnapps.
The Hasidim... Right, I grew up on a cup of schnapps every morning after shul. What was scary was when the bus driver who took the whole shul to the city used to drink his schnapps before getting on the bus. But I don't know if that goes back to the days of the Talmud. In Europe they did that. אמר רבי יוחנן, כל המברך על כוס מלא, נותנים לו נחלה בלי מצרים, שנאמר ומלא ברכת השם ים בדרום ירשה. רבי יוחנן teaches us, if one makes the ברכת המזון, when he benches, when he makes the blessing, he does it over a full cup of wine, so then he will merit to have a portion without limits. And he shows the derivation from the pasuk. Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina omer zochev nochel shnei olamim olam zeh v'olam haba. Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina says he will merit to the two worlds, this world and the world to come. So this is a halacha that today people are less careful about, and it's a pity. And this is the halacha of the cup of benching, meaning we know that we honor different blessings with holding a glass of wine while we make the blessing. And the Talmud, as we are about to see, stresses the importance of saying benching the Birkat HaMazon over a cup of wine, holding a full cup of wine, as we say Birkat HaMazon. And the ancient custom used to be that even if a person would say Birkat HaMazon alone, without a Zimun, you ate a meal, at the end of the meal you want to say Birkat HaMazon, you hold a cup full of grape juice or wine, you say Birkat HaMazon, and then you, after Birkat HaMazon, you make a blessing, bar piragaf, and then drink that cup of wine. Today, we don't do it usually when a person's making Birkat HaMazon alone, but at least when there are three, we should do it. What? He's in the right. Tanya, we have the following braisa, and now you'll see how important that cup is. Rabbi Natan Omer, Rabbi Natan taught, Rabbi Natan was a Tana from Babylon who ascended to the land of Israel during the period of Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi's father, and then he was also a contemporary of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi's, but he was really a contemporary of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi's father. He was the Av Bezdin during the period of Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi's father. Rabbi Natan Omer, Minayin she'en pri bitna shelish mitbarech ala mipri bitno shelish. How do we know that the fruit of a woman's stomach doesn't get blessed if not from the fruit of a man's stomach? Shneimar, the verse says, uverach pri vitnecha, God will bless the fruit of your stomach. Pri vitna lo neimar, doesn't say her stomach, ela pri vitna, it says her stomach. So we see that the blessing runs in a sense through the husband. So over here, that the Gemara was bothered. It should have said he's blessing the fruit of the wife. So we see that there is a concept that through the husband, the wife gets blessing. In a minute, we'll understand that better. Ula ikla lebe Rav Nachman. And the idea behind this is that if you're going to do some sort of segula, some meritorious act that's supposed to help the children, that's supposed to help a woman get pregnant or have better children or not miscarry, who should do this meritorious act, the husband or the wife? If the Talmud tells us that achnasos orchim, bringing guests into the home, is meritorious to having children, it's a school to having children. So who should be busy with Achnasas Archim? Can the husband say, I'm learning in yeshiva, let my wife take in the guests? She'll take in girls from seminary, she'll give them tea and coffee and cake, and she'll invite them for Shabbos, and I'll keep learning? Or does the husband also have to partake of the mitzvah in order for the segula to take effect? If the Talmud is about to tell us that when one drinks from the cup of wine that was held for Birkat HaMazon, that is meritorious to having children. It's a segula that can help a couple that was infertile have children. So who has to drink from that cup, him or her? So the Talmud just said that a woman's blessing comes from a man's blessing. He has to drink from the cup. It's not enough to say, you drink, you need the blessing, then you'll get pregnant. He has to know that it's contingent on him in many ways. Ula ikla lebe Rav Nachman. We have a fantastic story. Ula comes to Rav Nachman's house. Karu chifta, they had a meal. Ubarach birchat mezona. They benched. At the end of benching, Ula is the guest, so they honored him with benching. Yavle kasa de birchat le Rav Nachman. So at the end of benching, Ula is holding the cup of benching, throughout Birkat HaMazon. And at the end of benching, out of respect to the host, he pours some into his own cup, drinks some of the cup, and passes a lot of the cup to the host, to Rav Nachman. Amale Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman asked Ula, who was the rabbi, he said, L'shad omar kasa de Birkat HaLeyalta, please send the cup that you just say, offered me. Why don't you have one of the servants send it to my wife Yalta? My wife Yalta, she should drink from the cup of benching. Amar lehachi amar Rav Yochanan. So Ula said to him, well, we just learned the quote from Rav Yochanan. We heard it from Rabbi Nata. Now he's quoting it from Rav Yochanan. And pribitna shelisha mitbarech, elem mepribitno shelish. Her blessing comes from you. Shenemar uberach pribitnecha. The Torah, when it describes blessing of the children, says, the fruit of you, the male stomach. Pribitna lo nemar, la pribitnecha. So they didn't send the cup of wine to Yalta. Yalta is sitting at the table, and she just prepared the whole meal, served the whole meal, finished the meal, hears the speech, and says, so I'm not getting from that cup of wine. I always got that cup of wine, and that cup of wine was a blessing for my children. I'm not going to have that cup of wine. Adahachi shama Yalta, as they're discussing whether they should or shouldn't send the cup to Yalta, Yalta got wind of what was going on. Kama b'ziala, she got up in anger. She went up to the storage house where they had barrels of wine. She grabbed an axe and started bashing barrels of wine. You're not going to give me from the wine of benching? I'll show you. Grabbed an axe, broke 400 barrels of wine. So that was an expensive price to pay for not giving her the cup of benching. Amar le Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman says, Rabbi, Nishadah lemar kasa achina. He says, I heard your speech, Rabbi. I drank the cup of wine, but it's costing me plenty. Let's pour another cup of wine and send it to her and tell her that we're honoring her. Let her drink from that. Shalachla kol ki ay navga de birkatai. He sent her word. He said, all that wine that was just spilled in your cellar, that should all be blessing for you. Yeah, all that wine, it should all be like cups of blessing. I wish you that should all be blessing. Shalchalei, she sent the servant back and said to him, tell the rabbi, mimadure mile, you hear storytellers from the peddling merchants, umismotute kalme, and you get lice from old rags. Meaning she said, you're nonsense. You're like an old wives' tale. Just like the peddlers have this, sell their stories. So that it's like the rags produce their lice. It's worthless. So to your story means nothing. She wasn't accepting his apology, so to speak. Okay, so this is the fantastic story of Yalta. So their heretz, when we're at a meal at someone's house, and they honor us with benching, if they honor us with a cup, so after the meal, we pass the cup, we pour some into our own cup to drink. We hold the cup for benching. At the end of benching, we make the blessing Borei Pri Agafin. And we have in mind that that blessing will be for all the listeners. Then we pour into our own cup before we drink. We don't drink straight from the cup, even though we just made a blessing. We pour from that cup into our own cup. And we drink from our own cup. We just made a blessing, Borei Pri Agafin. So we pour a nice amount into our own cup. We just made a blessing over this cup. And then the rest we pass. The first person who should get is the host and his wife. And there is a common practice that all the people around the table also drink from this cup because it's a source of blessing. The Medrash says that even Sarah, when the angels came to make her fertile again, to give her the capacity to become pregnant again, the way they did it was after the meal, they said Birkat HaMazon, and they did Birkat HaMazon over a cup of wine, and they sent her that cup of wine. And that cup of wine is what made her fertile again. So this cup of wine, it's quoted in the Gemara. We just saw part of it. There's more. And it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, that this cup of wine, benching over a cup of wine, is meritorious for having children. When couples tell me they're having fertility issues, I always tell them the first thing they should do is remember this Gemara. Of course, they might need to consult with a doctor. There are other things they might have to do. But this Gemara is quoted in Halacha, that the cup of benching is a good skula for a woman to become pregnant. He should drink from it, she should drink from it, the host and his wife.